This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, and locked. Here we go. You're now set correctly to USA Prepares. And we broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. So if you'd like to call us, the best time to call is when we're on the air. And the number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen on your telephone, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, you know, Rick, you know, when you think about it, you know, back in the 1960s and 1950s, you know, we started listening to more and more radio. Who would have ever thought that we'd be able to listen to the radio on our telephone? Who would have ever thought that? And that broadcasts would be continuously streamed, you know, 24 hours a day. Until the next broadcast, and then they'd be replaced with the newest one over and over and over. So you can listen on demand on your telephone. Who would have thought that? Very interesting. And, you know, I thought that, geez, you know, why would somebody be doing that? Well, they do. They do. And I think it's quite fascinating. Rick, I want to tell you a story, if I may, in class. And it's about work ethic. So we know this person who happens to be a consultant. And this person is a consultant with a group of other consultants. So let's say there's like 10 of them. And I'm making that number up, but that's probably pretty close. So there are 10 of these consultants, and they go out to the client's work site. And they do what consultants do. Now, they have a dress code, and they have a demeanor that they must maintain to be professional. After all, they're being paid by the company they're consulting for. Okay. So there's this person who is part of this team, and they fly around the country. So they'll come from various locations, and they'll go to the destination, to the work site, and they will conduct their consulting operations. Well, one of these relatively new consultants is a young person. We'll call him a millennial. And he shows up in, and they have a dress code, okay? Professional dress code, which would be, you know, for women, it would be a woman's suit. For the guys, it would be a suit, men's suit. Guy shows up, a millennial, in sandals and shorts and a T-shirt. What do you do with someone like that? What do you do when, you know, the guy just doesn't show up in the proper attire for the organization? He doesn't want to represent the organization well. Well, to me, it's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. And back in 1993, I had a class, and I was teaching young people to be professional. I was teaching entrepreneurship. Know how to start your own business, but the vehicle was I was teaching a computer manufacturing class, and we had real customers, a lot of real customers. So I required that the students who were in my class, in exchange for me teaching them what I was going to teach them, they had to sign a contract with me. I was the only teacher who had students sign a contract. I signed one side of the contract, and the students and their parents signed the other side. And I said I would, you know, I would train them and so forth and all the things that you would expect a teacher to do. And in return, they had to do certain things, like they had to dress appropriately. And I even provided them a uniform, okay? And the uniform, well, they had their own slacks. They had to be khaki-colored slacks. I provided them an embroidered shirt. And if they wanted more than one, they could buy the second one or the third one. But I gave them the first one. And they met every other day, so they could wash their shirt, you know, that day of class and have it dry for the next class day, which was every other day. And I required that they behave appropriately in class and outside of class. So they couldn't do crazy, reckless, careless things outside of class. And the penalty, if they did, was they would be removed from the class. If they showed up late, the door would be locked and they'd be walking around in the hall unable to get into class. And the assistant principal or the vice principal would pick them up and, you know, he would deal with it, not me. So I expected 100% of their attention 100% of the time. They had to dress appropriately and there was a dress code. They couldn't dye their hair pink or green or blue or some unnatural color. They had to have a belt, and their shoes had to match their belt. They had to wear khaki slacks because we were in the manufacturing operation, but we had customers walking in all the time. Well, it seemed to work. But here we have the millennials, and I'm not saying all the millennials, because I work with some wonderful millennials at the network. I mean, really great millennials. But other millennials are bringing down the opinion that many of us baby boomers have of millennials. Now, it's not like the baby boomers haven't done a lot of bad things, too. But what is it? What is it that is causing the millennials to behave in such a way that is detrimental to themselves? What is it? I don't get it. Do you have any thoughts, Rick?
Well, the Catholic Church, you know, instigated that. It's called parochial school. And, you know, wore uniforms. And some of the higher military academies that, you know, were training children to go into the military would require dress code and behavior code. And you were always threatened in school that if you don't be good, we're going to send you to a parochial school. That was the big threat when I was a young kid. And the nuns ran a tight ship. They had rulers that they hit you with, not big clubs, but small rulers. And I remember all of that. But basically, the casualness of interfacing has been deteriorating because of texting, flip responses, anonymity, like I'm a female on the internet and you can't tell, and I'm gang stalking someone or whatever. It is a reflection of what's happening to society across the board on many boundaries. And most of it is learned from their parents. If the father doesn't put on a clean shirt, the child isn't going to put one on. And where do they learn these things? From their parents. And as the day moves on, things change. And it is a good thing and a bad thing. It is a right thing and a left thing. Not a bad or a right or wrong, but it's a right thing, it's a left thing. Values and what's important and why that's important and that's not. Lying, subterfuge, misdirection, sleight of hand, all of it is fun and not fun, especially when it's done to you, not by you. And so that's where ethics and morals come in, and why you have divine comedy and divine tragedy. The idea that one swings from one to the other as a option in choices of how you want to run your good ship lollipop. I have been complaining over the years about what's been, the last year or two, on what's been happening to me, and I have just decided that there's not much I can do about it. So what am I going to do? Continue to fight? Or am I going to continue to love? I have a choice. Turning the other cheek, got my other cheek scarred. My eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. That made me angrier, and I always wanted to escalate. You know, like threefold. That's what they say. You know, you reflect someone's negativity, and it's like a light beam. It reflects off you and goes back to the person that sent it threefold. I'm not trying to make a judgment on today's society, but this is no longer the country I served and protected. The administrations, plural, have no care at all for someone dedicating their life to serving their country. And when Hillary Clinton laughed at the thing where we came, we saw, and we conquered, ha, 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 and then she went like, he's crazy. He's crazy. She's not even human. And when you watched Trump make mistakes in front of the public. I mean, our president is supposed to be our most scholarly, most educated, and most morally correct. Isn't that what used to be the way it was with Harry Truman? The buck stopped here. Taking responsibility for the decision. I'm dismayed at what I'm seeing on a local, basic, you know, level, neighborhood by neighborhood. I'm dismayed by it. I live in the country up on top of a mountain. I would like to know my neighbors, and yet why would I want to know that person? You know, I don't even like them. I don't like them. I don't agree with their values. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to be a criminal constantly. Last night was the 4th of July. What are we celebrating?
Well, I've got some opinions on.
I know. I just thought I'd put it back to you. You know.
You know, I object. I object to the fireworks because it scares the animals to death. It does. It does. And it's not necessary. A couple other comments when we come back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, we're talking about Independence Day, but it's not called Independence Day very much anymore. It's called the 4th of July, and people are celebrating a holiday. They have no idea what it's all about. It's a hamburger day. It's cookout day. It's hot dog day. It's get off from work day. And it's called the 4th of July in so many places. What are you doing for the 4th? What do you mean? 4th of what? Oh, 4th of July. What are you doing for the 4th? You mean Independence Day? Yeah, that's what I mean. People don't realize that why they're even celebrating. And they have fireworks. And I object to fireworks. I mean, you know, I like plinking with a rifle on the range. I like plinking with a handgun. But what happens with fireworks is people just light them off and they don't think about what happens. Well, fireworks have a lot of aluminum in them. They have a lot of magnesium in them, and they explode. And so, where are they set off? Well, people set them off in their backyards. They set them off on the farms, and then they're little pieces of these remnants of the fireworks. And then the animals eat them and get sick. Some die. And where do municipalities set them off in cities? Well, over the water, right? Well, why? Well, it's safe over the water. Really? So the fireworks go up in the air, they explode, and little pieces come down, lands in the water, the fish eat the little piece of fireworks and get sick and die. It's stupid. It's expensive, and it's stupid. We don't need to have fireworks in order to celebrate the independence. And who are we honoring? A bunch of criminals. Okay? Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin. They're all a bunch of, in the eyes of the king, they were a bunch of criminals. They were wanted. They were hunted. And they were literally criminals of their day. They were revolting with guns. Pretty serious. And we're celebrating that. And I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm not saying we shouldn't. But I'm saying that fireworks is crazy, in my opinion, absolutely crazy. And, you know, in a lot of places, you can't set off fireworks. You can have little sparklers with either wire or wooden sparklers, and that's it. And there's aluminum and magnesium in that, too. But the explosive kind, so many people get hurt. So many people don't know what they're doing. So many people don't pay attention. And people who have nothing to do with it get injured by it, including firemen. And fires get started. So that's my comment on fireworks. As far as parochial schools, I attended an old boys Catholic high school. I had to dress with a jacket and a tie all the time, or a suit. That was the minimum dress code. You had to have it on. And it prepared me for life. It really did. And I'm wondering, you know, nobody wore sandals and flip-flops to school. Nobody. Nobody wore pajama pants to school. You would be in the principal's office, and if that didn't work, you'd be thrown out. You know, as a prank, a few of us would get together and we'd pick on one guy. And when he was in gym, we had the combination to his gym locker. You know, it took a couple weeks, but we got it. And what would we do? Well, when he was in his gym shorts and gym shirt running around, you know, doing what guys would be doing during gym, we'd take one of his socks, one of his dress socks, one, just one. And we'd borrow it for a couple days. And he'd come back, and he'd go to put his suit on, and he'd have one sock missing. And the teacher would say, "Smith, Smith, where's your sock?" "Well, I don't know." "Smith, where's your belt? Smith, where's your tie?" It's like, so, I mean, that was fun, but it really put this guy in, you know, in a situation which was pretty embarrassing. When, you know, when he cleaned up his act, we eased off. But, you know, we were taught that you had to wear the appropriate attire for the position. And when I was in banking, in the three banking positions I had, I wore a jacket and a tie and a white shirt and long sleeves. You know, I did what was expected. Why would you do that? Well, because you're certainly not going to climb the ranks if you don't.
One of the requirements when one is a speaker at a conference or doing a workshop where people have come to pay money to hear you speak or to take a course from you, you always dress nicer than they did. You had to, as a part of the what they're paying you for.
Yeah, hold that thought. Hold it.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
12 young boys in Thailand, now 12 days trapped in a cave, and rescuers are working feverishly to figure out how to get them out before more heavy rain hits the area and further floods that cave system. This American scuba instructor, Jonas Ferberg, agrees with those who have proposed giving the boys themselves scuba lessons.
They're going to have to place their trust in these other divers, and these divers are placing themselves at great risk as well.
Tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods are scheduled to kick in tomorrow. At a Beijing press conference today, a Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says China will immediately retaliate with tariffs on U.S. goods when they do. Weekly jobless claims rising by 3,000 last week to a level that was 8,000 more than analysts had predicted. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Graham's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, you've got some videos on YouTube. You sent me some links to them. I've just got them on my screen. And one of them is called Brainstorming with DocRam.com. Want to tell us about that?
Well, I have a brand new YouTube channel. Those are older YouTubes that have not made into my website yet, that were done by a very good friend of mine that died. He was my webmaster. I was very blessed to have him. And then I had a second one, a webmaster, and he died. Isn't that kind of weird that I had two webmasters in the last 10 years and both of them are dead? I don't know what that means. Okay, I don't think there's any significance other than I was very blessed to have people. They took some old interviews I had done with John B. Wells and put them into video and to emphasize, you know, things that I might be wanting to stress in my talks. And I was supposed to be on John's show last Tuesday, and they canceled for some reason and haven't rescheduled. And I don't know quite what that means yet, because John is trying to help me. He set me up with a thing called Proton Mail. My war continues, and I choose not to allow it to affect me. And so I've got a great idea on how to generate money and end run Amazon. And that idea is for me to teach a course on tarot. And anybody that takes my first class on any of these different things I'm going to teach, and I've got six different categories, get a copy of the book when it comes out. I'm going to teach the book by writing it with the students right then and there. I did that with The Potential of Herbs as a Cash Crop. I had 207 students at Rogue Community College. And when I taught the course, I showed them how to write a grant. One of the class periods was how to write a USDA grant. And I wrote it as part of a teaching thing, and it got funded. So what I did is the 207 students then had a cooperative that after the class was over, they had a job. And it, at the end of 2 years, each the business itself was worth $400,000. That's what got paid off when somebody took the processing plant away from me, so I couldn't control the herb trade. They went in and made an offer to all my students, and that happened. And I thought, well, Netflix has just made me an offer for a workup on a science fiction series called The Domes of Mars. And so I decided, why don't I teach that as a screenwriting class like the one I took? I'm going to teach it, and then the students each week will work together in writing a screenplay that I will submit to Netflix on the Domes of Mars, and I'll show you how to do a workup like I did for X-Files. And if it gets funded, then those 30 or 40 students are going to have a screenwriting job where they have to come up each week with a new concept, like dealing with the ghosts of Mars. The whole idea of the Domes of Mars is to take the geodesic dome program up in Ashland, my Asha Deliverance, and make them with a 3D printer, which exists up in Bellingham. And instead, I'm going to make the greenness of Mars growing hemp and poop from the Martian as the material that makes these domes on Mars. And that's how I was going to start the series, as a way for people to see how everything works in screenwriting and living on the planet Mars.
You know, it's really fascinating you mention that, because if you think about it, if we were to go to Mars today, we would have to have some kind of a structure to live in. And printing, it seems like the best way to do it. How else could you do it? Unless you're going to deliver it all pre-assembled. So, or in stages. But then all you have, I mean, if you've got the printer, what a great idea. So,
fascinating. We have the printer, by the way, up in Bellingham. And it will print a 30-foot dome in one 24-hour period with non-porous concrete.
And, okay, so for our class to understand, what is the advantage of living in a dome? What does it do for you that conventional structure does not do? For example, the, you know, a stick-built house or a prefab house, you know, the traditional above-ground houses. What does a printed dome do for you?
You want me to answer now?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So the geodesic dome will withstand winds up to 400 miles an hour, unlike a monolithic dome. And the geodesic dome is so strong as to be the structure of what diamond and carbon 60 is made from. In fact, that's what a dome is. It's a C60 structure. structure in terms of not made from carbon, but it has the same geodesic format that Buckminster Fuller decided and is the current design used to go in to set up an emergency hospital after a flood or a hurricane of some kind that might occur. And Mars right now will probably be wind-driven for power. However, the geodesic dome will be the only structure I know that could withstand on the surface of Mars. If you put a geodesic dome in under the ground, it also would be structurally extremely strong and would be a perfect situation for vertical aquaculture. I'm dealing with a group now up in Kelowna, Canada, that are building a brand new concept in LED lighting that is cool heat. That means most of your light in light bulbs and lighting systems are lost, and maybe 90% is lost in heat, your power. And an LED is cool. They don't burn out. And the nice part is they're bandwidth specific, which means that when you're growing broccoli, it requires a different kind of bandwidth than, let's say, celery. And the bad news is there's a high likelihood we're not going to be able to farm on the surface of the earth shortly.
Yeah, it's getting really hard right now.
Well, the garbage in the air, look at what Bayer is working with Monsanto. Now, there's a match that's made in hell. It's the worst possible combination of Nazi Germany and I don't give a darn kind of attitude that the pharmaceutical houses are currently doing. Monsanto is generally considered the worst corporation in the world, and it just formed up with Bayer. And so watch where that one goes. Our Earth is being taken over by something creepy, and I have no idea what it all means, but I can tell you that learning how to garden for yourself right now is going to probably be one of the things that saves your life.
Rick, you mentioned Monsanto, and I was thinking about this morning. What happened to the bees, the honeybees, and all the other bees? I mean, we hardly see them anymore. And is it cell towers? Is it airplane exhaust? Is it automotive exhaust? Is it diesel exhaust?
It's electromagnetic
power lines
in all forms. It's the bee will not go toward certain kinds of buildings and houses now because of the electromagnetic radiation. And it's in certain specific bandwidths that are damaging our bees. And so, of course, the military says, we'll just come out with a drone. They have those drones. A little fly on the wall with a camera on it, hooked up to an AI for pattern and facial recognition. And now, with the 5G towers and the smart meters, you can control everything around you, including your diet and the kinds of foods you're eating, because they're all bandwidth sensitive. It's going to be a scary world shortly in terms of what you can and can't do and why.
So, Rick, how do we live without bees? How is that possible?
We make an artificial bee, a drone.
So we have a bee that goes, an artificial robot that
flies?
Yeah,
it's like a bee. They have those now. I've got articles on those that exist. They're already deploying them for surveillance. They have a smart bullet that I posted on Facebook that it's a little tiny drone that has a camera and an explosive shaped charge that's enough to just take out a brain. And the guy on TED is sitting there, throws the thing up in the air, and it hovers. And then he reaches in his pocket, and he dials in a couple things, and it goes straight to the dummy and blows it up. Now imagine 10,000 of those being deployed over, your part of the world, with each one of them having a specific individual's name on it. Run by an AI. The thing can move 100 times faster. You can't swat it out of the air any more than you can a fly. And yet, It has a genetic code for gene specific going after Vincent Vanelli. And if it's run by an AI, that means it can, know exactly what you're going to do to hide from it 28 minutes before you do.
I was reading an article, and I don't know if it's true or not, but that China has a handheld laser weapon that can kill a person. You hold it like an AK-47, if you will, or it's battery-powered, and it can kill targets about half a mile away. So this handheld thing is quiet, makes no noise, and it shoots a laser beam. It has a telescope, a rifle scope, if you will, and you just squeeze the trigger, and up to a half a mile away, it can kill. But they say it's non-lethal. You cannot see the energy beam with the naked eye, but it can pass through windows. It causes instant carbonation of human skin and tissue. It will burn through clothes in a split second. If the clothes are flammable, it will set the person on fire. The pain is beyond endurance, and it's handheld. The Chinese have one.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
.com. Also, RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Laser weapons. And, you know, it used to be something that was of science fiction. You know, you point and a laser would fire. Well, now it's a reality. And the Chinese have it. And it's handheld. It'll shoot about a thousand times. Squeeze that trigger and it'll fire off a laser beam at a distance of about a half a mile. And it's a killer. It can blind you. It can kill you. The pain is unbelievable. It's absolutely quiet. No sound. You can't tell where it came from. You can't see it. All of a sudden, you know, if you get hit with it, you're in intense pain. Or you can be blinded, die, hit you in the brain, whatever. Absolutely unbelievable. It's called non-lethal. Non-lethal, really? Well, the U.S. military has one of these on a ship, and it can knock a plane out of the air. So, pretty scary stuff. So what happens? Well, you know, we start with robots, and boy, aren't these really cool? You know, they can build automobiles on an assembly line, but then the military wants them, the police wants them, and they can deliver bombs to your door. And what else? Well, drones. Well, drone, that's pretty cool. You can, you know, have well, we used to have these kits that you would build to, you know, remote controlled airplanes. Wasn't that neat? You could fly a remote controlled airplane. Well, and it continued development, and we have these drones, and now we have drones with what, cameras? And well, that's not good enough. We need drones with lasers. We need drones with bombs. We need drones that can shoot. Wow, it's unbelievable how the government corporations have taken technology and are using it against us. It's really frightening, absolutely frightening. Rick, you have any comments?
Well, of course, all technology has two edges to the sword. And everything is a good, bad, and ugly. Everything. The drone, instead of Mr. Mailman or the Milkman, remember? remember when milk was delivered to the door every day?
Sure.
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, that cow became incorporated. And now, you know, the postman only rings twice. Now, with that said, a drone from, let's say, Amazon might be not really from Amazon and has a little facial recognition thing for target specific. Boom. And delivering a little package from Amazon. Oh, I've got some jewelry coming in. Kaboom. The level of terrorism possibilities is increasing so quickly that I'm going to be really surprised on how they can. You can get a jammer for these smart bullets now, but I noticed they're not available to civilians. And you have an aircraft going overhead, and it drops out 10,000 little tiny bees, each one with a different name on it, run by an AI. Where is that going to go? You can watch it on TED.
I got that, right?
You know, the guy will, you know, you can call it smart bullet, TED, and there it is. And the guy throws the thing up in the audience, and the bee hangs there. He reaches in his pocket, dials in a little thing, and the bee goes right straight to the dummy and blows up. Now, that's the future of weapons. And the end game one is this voice-to-skull thing that they're now saying can be used with C60 molecules because of the terahertz frequency band that it's at. Everything has a double-edged sword to it. And, of course, the first application is going to be military. That's why their budgets are bigger than anybody else's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a comment about that when we come back. Back in 1980, I kind of lost my temper. We were building a product that was really cool, and we couldn't take it to market. So I thought we should come up with a different product. I'll tell you what that is when we come back. Doc Graham's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.